This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, there wasn't a lot for the dairy markets to feed on in the shortened President's Day week last week. Most CME markets were down except for butter.
Yeah, this is the time of year we typically see slower demand or quieter demand for products like cheese, for example, and really non-fat and really butter. I mean, all of the above. But I think the cheese market around this $1.85, $1.90 price range, I think, is stable. I don't, you know, if we come down a couple pennies here, go up a couple pennies, I don't think that changes the dynamic right now. Block cheddar, fresh block cheddar, is relatively tight for this time of year. The 10-year price average for February block cheese is about $1.70, and we're in the high 180s as of this recording. So the market probably is already represented that tightness to the world at the moment. But if you look at butter around the $2.40 mark, it's kind of choppy around here. The global prices for fat butter, you know, well over $3, $3.30 as of GDT auction last Tuesday. But the different types of butter. So we make 80% fat here in the U.S. The world wants 82% fat butter. That's the most glaring difference, but there are other differences as well. So the reality of it is we've got plenty of cream here in the U.S., but we've got a big price discount to the world. And so maybe we can move a little bit more butter abroad at this time. But by and large, I think mostly stable markets here mid-February.
Well, let me ask you this. How about the Trump tariff tit for tat? Is that a sword of Damocles that is hanging over the markets?
It is. It's this anvil that we've got March 1st, and people are worried about it. My take on it is don't fight against the tape. You know what they say, don't argue with the tape. And the tape is this whole thing almost blew up a couple weeks ago, and you had both Mexico and Canada come to the table inside of 72 hours and try to make a deal. And so I think the direction that things are moving is a positive one with our relations. I don't think that March 1st is going to be some massive tariff problem that we have to deal with. I think they're going to get this thing taken care of. And you know, there may be some other tariff talk. There's a bunch of different tariff, reciprocal tariffs now are in the news, and they're talking about that. So there's a number of different things going on. But as far as the tariffs that we talked about at the beginning of February that could come on March 1st, I don't think it's going to happen.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with an old friend, Haley McCluskey, of She Likes Milk. What is She Likes Milk about, Haley?
She Likes Milk is an online brand and business that I've built. I'm solely online through social media channels and my website, and it's a platform to celebrate the dairy cow and all that she brings to our kitchens and our everyday lives for those involved in agriculture and for those not.
You really had this dream over several years.
Yes, and actually, my blog sat unpublished for probably a year, so it took a lot of belief in myself and confidence in myself, confidence in my faith, confidence that this is the right path that I'm supposed to take, and I've been proven every step of the way that this is what I should be doing.
There's a young person in the sound of her voice, be they a young man or young lady. What do you want to say to them?
Follow your heart. Honestly, your gut intuition is never wrong. Pray on it, think on it, and get as much experience as you can in every type of area. Knowing what you don't want to do is just as valuable as knowing what you want to do. And what really matters along the way is the people that you run into. Find good mentors, allow them to mentor you, and learn from them.
Let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of She Likes Milk.
If you think about watching the NFL, there's advertisement space on the commercials. That's a ticket for people to market what product they have. I work mostly with food products. And I have an audience, much like how the NFL has an audience. Not quite the same numbers, but they're up there. I have an audience of just over 300,000 people across all platforms. So food products and food companies want to market to my audience, that they trust me and trust my advice. So I am creative on behalf of these large food brands and can incorporate their products in ways and also share the dairy story through these large food brand platforms.
The people listening to this will love to hear that. Give us a couple specific examples, if you could, please.
Yeah, so I actually joined a talent agency, and they handle all of my contracts, all of my negotiations. They have my networking with all of these large brands like Hellman's Mayonnaise, Heinz, and Kraft. These are all brands that I've done partnerships with. They'll approach me with a campaign. I use my creative ideas and always involve dairy in these recipes and inspire people to create these things at home.
That's just a fantastic story. Any parting comments you want to make?
Keep enjoying dairy. Keep following your heart and doing what you love, and you really can't fail if you're doing something that you really enjoy.
Haley McCluskey with She Likes Milk. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.